Hello and welcome. This is your host, Alex Iglesias, and you're listening to Millennial Money Talks, your place to gain financial knowledge made by millennials for millennials. I can handle everything. So whether we want to admit it or not, millennials and money don't match. It's kind of just how things are. It's a stereotype, you know, maybe it's a cliche. And then, you know, not necessarily related, but you look at stuff, millennials are killing chain restaurants, or I think I saw one, millennials are killing the napkin industry. I don't understand some of those things, but as a general rule, millennials are statistically struggling with money more than other generations. And that's kind of why I'm here personally to host this podcast. I want to offer resources to anyone who needs advice or motivation or, you know, new little skills to kind of implement to improve their financial health. So one thing that we kind of need to consider is there are true strategies, true underlying concepts of personal finance, whether you're 70 years old or you're 18 years old. And the first of those concepts is something that if you went to school for accounting or you work in accounting professionally, you're gonna get a little triggered by this, but it really does apply. So that concept is the accounting equation. This is accounting 101. You know, this is the first thing you learn in the class. So the accounting equation, in one of its various forms, it is an algebraic equation, so you can manipulate it, blah blah blah, you know, stuff you learned earlier in your educational life. But that the accounting equation is assets equals liabilities plus equity. So if you've never heard those words before, sit back, you're about to learn what they are. If you have heard those things before, maybe you can actually figure out what it is, or maybe you already know the equation, but we're just going to treat everyone like they don't know right now. So assets are things that you own. So these are cash, like, and when I say cash, I mean, you know, money in checking accounts, savings accounts. It could actually be physical dollar bills. Other forms of cash, we call these cash equivalents. So that would be stocks, bonds, you know, retirement accounts, and then physical tangible property that you own. This would be stuff like houses, cars, computer equipment, furniture, even to an extent, you know, pretty much anything you have that can be readily converted to things, or can easily be converted to cash rather. So, I mean, this could be even if you have a stamp collection, or, you know, you collect stuff, anything that can be sold for money readily is considered an asset. So those are assets. And then we have liabilities. So your liabilities are things that, you know, stuff you owe to other people. So if you have credit cards that carry balances, those are your liabilities. If you have term loans, which term loans would be like car loans or mortgages or any of those types of things, those would be liabilities as well. Lines of credit, anything where you're being lent money and you have to pay it back, that's a liability. And then equity is the difference between the asset that you own and the liabilities that you owe. So you can break your life down to one overall equity figure, and that equity figure is actually your net worth. And of course, equity also applies to, you can have equity on a car or a house because you have a $25,000 car and you owe $15,000, therefore you own $10,000 of it. And that $10,000 that you own is your equity on the car. Same with a house. If you have a $250,000 house, $200,000 mortgage outstanding, your equity on it is $50,000. So why is this important, you might ask? Well, basically you can use this equation to figure out where you stand in your financial life. That's what, in its essence, when people talk about net worth, and, you know, you hear a lot about net worth of celebrities and people that make a lot of money and stuff, people talk about that type of stuff, but everyone has a net worth financially, and it gives you a really good picture of not just where you stand, but where you want to be. If you look at it and you realize you have $5,000 in checking and $6,000 of credit cards outstanding, you're going to want to do something about that. At that point, you're worth negative $1,000, that's not a good place to be, obviously. So you can look at that figure and say, wow, you know, I want to have positive worth. How do I achieve that? And then that's when you start strategizing, you start creating budgets for yourself, you start saying, instead of, you know, maybe it's more worth it to, instead of putting money into savings at a rapid rate, maybe I could actually put more of that money towards paying down my balances. And then that's how you start building. Or, you know, one great example of this is, instead of renting, if you have the means, maybe try to buy a house, because once you buy that house, you'll start growing your worth. You'll start technically being worth more in the eyes of society. And that's how people, you know, this is ultimately how people build and, you know, they grow their wealth over time. You start putting your money towards stocks and investments or property and those types of things. And so if you have a good, solid understanding of the net worth concept, you can start, like I said, you can start strategizing, building a plan for yourself, and reaching the goals that you want. And you can, when it comes to strategizing, there's a million ways you can do things. One really popular way, especially for millennials, actually, is to use financial applications. We are actually building one. My company is building one right now. It's called Sherpa, and it would be, you know, it's a great tool for budgeting, for example, to figure out where you stand in your financial life, how to afford to pay all your bills and be able to put the appropriate amounts into different pieces of your life. But I'm not going to get too into that right now. I'm just talking, there's a bunch of resources, there's a bunch of ways. Talk to people that you trust about these things. Listen to my podcasts. Try out different applications or software tools to be able to help guide you through this, and you can figure things out. So I'm going to start wrapping this thing up here. Like I said, this is the very first episode. This is just introduction to what we're going to be talking about. Net worth is your assets minus your liabilities, essentially. I didn't say that explicitly. Maybe you use some of your algebra skills to figure that out when I said it. So the accounting equation, assets equals liabilities plus equity. Therefore, equity equals assets minus liabilities. Your equity is your net worth in real life from a personal standpoint. That is the figure that you should look into a lot. Try to make sure that number is at least positive and always try to grow that number. Thank you guys for listening so much. Tune in next week. We'll be talking about a lot more really great stuff, and hopefully we'll be getting some guests on the show here in the future. This is Millennial Money Talks. Have a good one. 'Cause I can handle everything.